For our devotion today, we're going to be in Psalms 101. The Lord inspired the psalmist David to pin this psalm down, and in my study a few days ago, it really thrilled my heart as the Lord drew my attention to the subject of the psalm. So let's look at Psalms 101 if you have your King James Bible. Psalmist said, "I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart." That's what got my attention in Psalms 101, where the psalmist said that I'm going to walk within my house with a perfect heart. So I began to look at these eight verses in the 101st Psalm, and I found in verse number 2 that David said, "within my house." And then in verse number 7, he repeats again and says, "within my house." And so I began to look over these eight verses, and I found that David said in verse number 2, he said, "I'm going to walk within my house," and he made reference to a perfect heart. And then verse number 4, he made reference to a froward heart. And froward, of course, means willfully contrary and not easily managed, it's unmanageable. And David said, "I'm not going to have that kind of heart in my house." And then in verse number 5, he makes reference to a proud heart. And of course, pride is the opposite of humility. And the Bible has so much to say about pride going before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. And I looked at those thoughts, and here's how the Lord dealt with me. You give me a few minutes of your time, and here's what I want to bring you out of the depths of my heart today and ask you this question. I'd like to raise the question, is your heart in your house? David said, "within my house," verse 2. He said, "within my house," in verse 7. And then he said, "my heart's going to be involved," in verse 2, verse 4, verse 5, makes reference to the heart. And he used the word there, house, and of course, you and I that study the Word of God, we know that Joshua in 24:15, I have that verse here behind me in my study, Joshua said, "as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord." And also in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, the writer said that Noah, being warned of God of things not seen of yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Paul wrote to a young pastor there in 1 Timothy chapter number 5, and he said, if a man doesn't provide for his own, especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. And so I do no harm to the scripture to believe that Joshua spoke of his home. And of course, psalmist here in verse number 2 and verse number 7 is referring to his house, but he's talking about his home. And you and I that have a Christian home today, we ought to thank God for that. I've got three things that I won't get to cover in depth in the next few moments, but I jotted these things down in the leaf of my Bible. The importance of the home, the impoverishment of the home, a declining of the home, and then thirdly, the improvement of the home. So if you'd give me a few moments of your time, the importance of the home. As goes the home, so goes the church. As goes the church, so goes the nation. And we know our nation's in trouble today. And I'll be honest with you, I think the pulpit and the church has a lot of responsibility and a lot to do with that. And I think a lot of our churches are in trouble today. And I believe that's a reason that God puts such an importance on the home. And that's how he spoke to me out of Psalms 101. Our churches will never be any stronger than our homes and our families that make it up. And of course, the thought in the psalm, David said, within my house, I'm going to have a perfect heart. You can't have a right house, a right home, with a wrong heart. And some of you that are listening to me today, you ought to get on your face before God. I did. I had to when I read this psalm and the Lord spoke to my heart. I want my heart to be right, and I want my heart to be the center of my home. And we made that commitment, my wife and I, 59 years ago, shortly after I was saved and realized the importance of my family and how important the family is to the church and how important the church is to the nation. And of course, we've got the greatest nation on earth. A lot of problems, but I'm glad, thank God, for the red, white, and blue, and I'd still be willing to die for. But I'd also be willing to die for my home. I'd be willing to die for my church. I love it. We've committed ourselves as a family to walk within our home, walk within the house, walk within the family with a perfect heart. I don't want a froward heart, a heart that's unmanageable, that's willingly contrary. And that causes a lot of problems in our home. We know that. Dad can come home with a contrary heart. Mom can have a contrary heart in the home. And when we get that way and our heart's not right and our heart's not in the family anymore, that's what is breaking up so many families and so many homes. And as a result, churches are weak and anemic, and we don't have the power of God back on the church again. And I think the problem starts in the home. So in the 101st Psalm, if you'll notice, and the importance of a home, the impoverishment of homes are weak and dying, and there's various reasons for that, of course, that I won't have time to cover this morning. But you can improve your home today if we would repent and turn to God and ask God to help us to know how to get our heart within our home. I'm sure that He would do that, and we'd have a better church and a better nation. May God have mercy upon us today. Very quickly, in verse number 1, David's talking about the house. He's talking about the home. I don't think you can deny that. And he said in verse 1, I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I think we need to get back to having some worship in the home. Family altar dedicated to God, worshiping the Lord. My family and I, over the 59 years that my wife and I have been married, and God's blessed us with a couple good children and grandchildren, and at our stage in life, great grandchildren. And I always wanted our home to be a place of worship. I remember shortly after I was saved, I don't remember what the pastor preached, but whatever it was, dealt with the dad's heart, dealt with my heart. And I remember going to the car and helped my wife get in the car. We drove to the house. And when we went in the home, we dedicated everything we had to God. All the furniture, what we had, what we might have down the road, down in the future of our lives. We dedicated it all to the Lord. What a difference that made in our house. We made up our mind and put it upon the wall. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And you're never too young to do that as a married couple. You're never too old to do that as a married couple. And I learned something studying the Word of God. I found that Joshua did that, made that statement in 24:15 of the book of Joshua. And he was a very old man and about to die. And I think he said that on the behalf of his home, on the behalf of his house, on the behalf of his family. So we need a worshiping house. We need a worshiping family. We need a worshiping home. You can pray at home. Why don't you, Dad, start a family altar? Gather around the table. You remember the old song, I Can See Us Gathering Around the Table, when from the family Bible Dad would read? And I can hear my mama softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Your children will never get away from that. Dad, you're the priest of the home. Lead your home in worship. Why don't you start that today? Amen. And not only in verse number 1 did he said, we're going to sing and we're going to worship at home, but he also said in verse 2, I will behave myself wisely. We need some wisdom back at the house. We need some wisdom to raise our families. And God said, if any man lack wisdom, just let him, James did, let him ask of God. He'll give it liberally and upbraideth not. He's not going to get upset at you or with you because you ask for wisdom. And we need wisdom to raise a family in these hours and days of extreme wickedness that we're living, the decline of the home, the impoverishment of the home, the breakup of the home. We need wisdom today. If you'll get on your face before God and worship Him and ask the Lord for wisdom, I'll assure you on the promise of this book that I'm speaking to you from today, God will impart the wisdom you need to raise a family for the Lord. Dad, you need wisdom to treat mom right. Brother Peter wrote about that, and he made the reference, and I know I'm about out of time, but Brother Peter said, husbands, dwell with your wife according to knowledge. Give honor unto them as the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. So if you don't have some wisdom at home, you'll never have any power in your prayer life. And Dad, that responsibility is resting on your shoulders today. And then, Mom, you need a little bit of wisdom. Dad's in the world 5-6 days a week. Sin on every hand, so rampant in these days. And you be the helpmeet and the keeper at home and be there to be a help and an encouragement. Try to understand him wanting to be a breadwinner and provide a roof and food and raiment for you and the family. Use a little bit of wisdom for you. And then your children, and I'm through this evening, today. He said, children, obey your parents. A lot of homes, a lot of houses are being destroyed, being harmed, being weakened because of disobedient children. If we could get Dad's wisdom, get Dad in his place as the priest, Mom in her place with some wisdom to honor her husband and the children to obey Mom and Dad, what kind of homes would we have today? With a spiritual home, we'll have a spiritual house. With a spiritual church, we'll have a spiritual nation. May God help us today. Go through the rest of this psalm, Psalms 101, and have you a family devotion with it, would you? This is Pastor Raines, Preacher Raines, Evangelist Raines, saying God bless you, and may the Lord smile upon you. Father, I love you. Honor your precious holy word. Bless it to every family. Every dad, every mom, every young person in the home today. I pray our hearts would be strengthened and encouraged from the little devotion that you've dealt with our heart today. We make our prayer and commit this devotion unto thee. In Jesus' name, amen.